Let's see it.
Welcome to the Uncle Hack Podcast, where dudes pretty much just talk dude shit.
Welcome to another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast, live in studio. Who's doing it like me? Live studio audience, clapping on my demand, cheering for me, chanting my name. If you listen closely, you can hear a woo. Give me the woo. There he is. You heard him. That's how we're doing it. Redneck Conan O'Brien, if you will, right? Not too many guys out here throwing it up like we are in Edmonton, Alberta. Doesn't take much to be the big fish with 30 downloads on a podcast in this city. I'll tell you that right now. You want to be the big dog here, start a podcast, get 30 downloads a month, and you are the biggest fish in the sewer pond, the runnage, the drainage pond behind your suburban home that's filled with weeds, drowned ducks. Dogs that got in there in the wintertime, got under the ice, and the family horrifically looked upon the Shih Tzu, the Bichon Shih Tzu that somehow fell through the thin layer of ice. It's a tragedy. But that's the pond you swim in when you want to be in Canadian entertainment, right? Nothing like American entertainment, which we're going to talk about, because that shit slaps, pun intended. Yeah. Big Willie style, right? That's what we're talking about later today, but we got a few topics to touch on before we get into the episode, right? Paris is doing it right when it comes to protesting, okay? And we're going to talk about that first, but before we get into it, I just want to let you know, stand-up dates that I will be out and about telling jokes. April 7th, I will be in Calgary, Alberta, at a brewery. Tickets available at dangercatshop.com. April 9th, Edmonton. Roast Battles return. Sam Walker, Alicia Snyder in the main event. I am back in the roast arena. Instead of hosting this time, I will be roasting against other competitors. Sam Bain, Erica Moscow, and Brad Semituk are in the pool to become the next number one contender in Danger Cat's Roast Battles, which goes down April 9th, station on Jasper here in Edmonton, Alberta. Tickets at dangercatshop.com. We are back at the Comedy Cave April 16th in Calgary, Alberta for another Danger Room. And if you haven't been to a Danger Room before and you live in the city, I highly recommend it. We host a room where you're allowed to say and do whatever the hell you want, granted that it doesn't sexually assault anybody, then we're okay with it. But you are free to say whatever the hell you want in this room. And get this, we encourage the crowd to heckle, okay? We want to make it rough out there for some of these comics. You know, if they're getting up there and fiddle fucking around, we encourage you to give them hell. So April 16th, back in Calgary at the Danger Room, Comedy Cave tickets, dangercatshop.com. Lastly, we're heading to Grand Prairie. April 23rd, we will be in Grand Prairie telling jokes to a crowd of deviants. Last time I was in Grand Prairie, it was a swell time. We threw a little party. It was back when I was still on the nose rockets, right? We went to the lovely establishment of Diamonds there and had ourselves an amateur contest. And you know what? I go back and I look at the footage and your boy was going through a bit of a rough time. A battle with his demons, if you will. Hit the slopes a little hard that night. And I tell you, once the old Colombian marching powder gets a grip on you, boy, oh boy. I can see it in your eyes. Boy, I enjoy going back and watching some of that footage because it just reminds me of like how good of a time I was having. But yes, April 23rd, return to Grand Prairie, but for the first time ever doing stand-up there. So I am very excited to be in the presence of like-minded fellas in the northern part of this beautiful province. So if you're looking to catch us live, dangercatchshop.com. And yeah, we'll see you out there. All right. I'm done promoting things down your throat, okay? Those are the stand-up dates. Get into the podcast, hack. Get into the podcast. The 30 people that listen to this really want you to talk about the news and the things that matter in this world. But firstly, I on the topic of nosemobiling, you know what? I noticed something different about myself now. I went out Saturday night. I haven't been hitting the piss very hard lately. And I went out for a couple drinks. We went down to the comic strip and caught Shane Gillis on the weekend. Phenomenal show. Excellent comedian. Highly recommend checking out his stuff. He's got a free stand-up special on YouTube. Definitely check that out. But my God, hilarious guy in person. And afterwards, we decided to head out. We went to Hudson's in the mall. Edmonton is such a unique city. I will say that. You don't even need to leave the mall. You can go there with your old lady. She can shop till she drops. You can go to the casino. They got a casino in there for all the degenerates. There's a strip of bars on Bourbon Street. That's what the street name in the mall is called. And you can sit there and just get pissed to the gills. Absolutely slaughtered. Even different themed bars and restaurants that you can go into. And Hudson's has a little bit of a dance floor. People are getting together. They're shaking their stuff. It was good to see people that don't understand societal norms. They pushed it aside. We've been locked down too long, and it was great. You know, what have I been barking about? We need to be out there trying to fuck one another. And I witnessed it firsthand, and it felt good to know that people are out there pursuing these activities. It was wonderful, phenomenal, seeing human beings in the truest form. Peer, if you will. I watched a gentleman. It looked like, I don't know, it looked as if there was a tantric aura that just that took over these two. The woman was like had her hands against the wall. I felt like I was back in one of those swingers clubs that I've went to. You know, like the sex clubs that I've talked about on here. I felt like I was back in one of those. And it was great. I'm a pervert. I want to watch that. So, you know, most people like scoff at it. They're like, "Oh God. Get a room." I'm encouraging it. I'm like, you should go further. You should fuck her in front of us. I'll watch. I will. If it's bare, I'll stare. And that will be used later in the episode as well. But it was wonderful. That was great to see. You know, lockdowns don't work. I will say that. After witnessing people out in public and now that restrictions are being lifted a little, it's been 2 years. Canada's still behind the eight ball here trying to figure it out. You know, I've always said it with like entertainment, culture, whatever it may be. Canada is always like 8 years behind everyone else. Specifically America. When I say everybody else, we're 8 years behind America. You know, something cool pops off in America, we're like at least 6 to 8 years before it even like leaking into Canada. And if you don't believe me, look at every time an app pops off, right? All of a sudden now TikTok is the talk of the land here in Canada. And we're like another 6 years away from coronavirus just being gone. In the States, some areas, it's done. It's over. We've moved on. We're about to go on the brink of war. And here, we're still like trying to figure out the science. You know, trust the science. Trust the science. We just say shit like that. Like as if it's a statistic. You know, that's what we do here in Canada. We just say nonsense. We regurgitate what you heard on the news, and then in your head it sounds like you're laying down like a Dr. Robert Malone fact in front of it, and everybody's supposed to like stand up, clap, and applaud like my live studio audience when I say something phenomenal on this podcast. That's what we expect when we say shit like that to another human being. Like they're supposed to, their jaw is going to hit the floor and be like, "Wow, you incredibly intelligent human being." I am so happy to be graced with your presence in front of me, regurgitating the same bullshit that I just listened to on a TikTok video from some lunatic wearing pit vipers in a Chevy Silverado in the field of his in a field in the middle of, like, just outside of Camrose, Alberta. You know, that's, I'm so happy that you just said it to my face and I don't got to sift through a feed and pray to God the algorithm gets it right. And I can sit there and be like, yes, what he said, and I'll stitch it. You know how you stitch the videos and it goes side by side and you just nod like, yeah. And you're pointing to the guy next. Listen to him. Listen to him say what exactly what I was trying to say. That's what I'll do. Yeah, that was in my head. And now, here we are. We're slowly getting back into public. We're 6 years away from it, at least. If anything that I said, if I'm a guessing man, we're 6 years away. Because if America's just slowly getting, they're always first. They're always first at the punch. They're like, fuck it, we're done. And then we're like, whoa. 6 years behind them. So buckle up. It's going to be a bumpy 6 years of trusting the science, you know? So, plus you got Big Trudy for another five. So 6 years sounds about right. Call me an idiot if you will, but here I sit before you, a man of intelligence, stature, and incredibly good looks. Yes. But, and just like the rest of the world, you know, we're always behind, like I said, we're always behind the eight ball. We are. In Canada, we are always behind the eight ball when it comes to anything. You said this already, Hack. I understand that. And I need to repeat it so that way it sounds like, oh, he's about to bring up a talking point that is going to shake this country. It's gonna put it into tenfold. See, when we protest here, sometimes it's not taken so seriously. Understandably so. And I don't expect it to be taken seriously because, hey, it's Canada. Hey, you bunch of hosers. You know what I mean? We don't really have the accent. Our accent is like equivalent to like I would say along the lines of I don't know, maybe like Alabama, you know, not in when I say that, I don't mean in like tone and delivery. I just mean like when you hear it, you don't exactly think that there's a brain behind the mouth that's speaking, right? Hey there, bud, how the fuck are ya? Right? Like when you hear that, you don't think, oh, okay, we're dealing with a scholar. Same with, how's it going there, brother? When you hear that accent, it doesn't really give you a sense like, oh, I'm about to have a conversation that's really going to shape me as a human. It's really going to move me in a direction that, you know, I'm going to stand up and feel like I took something away from it. It's how it is, you know? It's how it is. You just got to call it for what it is some days, and Canadians just don't have an accent that you look at and you think, wow. I am about to hear some of the most ground-shaking facts I could possibly let my eardrums allow in, you know? And it's the way it is. That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. And it even comes down to protesting. Like, what did we do? What did we do? We packed up our trucks. We went out to Ottawa. We made a statement. It was a great statement. It got coverage from all over the world, and that's beautiful. But I just saying, after seeing what other people are doing, I think maybe we should go back to the drawing board. Because here I found an article from the Indian Express Indulge. And I'll read the headline for you. These self-styled feminists and naked shop-top troops of Ukraine are protesting against Russia the feminist group Femen held a topless protest in Paris against Vladimir Putin's forceful invasion. I'm just saying, it's tits out for Ukraine, and it was horns out for freedom here in Canada. I'm just saying, we dropped the ball a little bit. You know, I'm not going to sit here and go old Big Trudy on you and say I'm a full-blown feminist, but I think that this right here is quite captivating. It captures my attention, you know. It would stop me in my tracks, and I and words aren't even needed. Like, I'm pretty sure I'm allowed to put this on YouTube because the tits are censored. But here we go. We got three females. Their cans are painted up with a nice Ukrainian flag, and it says, "Stop Putin's war. Slava Ukrainia." Slava, and I can't read what's... But this is moving, okay? And I'm not talking about my lower bits because they were shifted a little bit, right? Anytime the cans come out, you stop for a second, right? You're like, okay, what's going on here? As a gentleman, right? As a possible future feminist, if this is the movements that we're doing, I like how this is now this group has been known to do things like this. They're originally from Ukraine, actually, which is even better, you know? They originally started in Ukraine, and now they're in Paris because, you know, why have your tits out in the middle of a war? That would probably be the best thing you could do because let's be real. Dudes are in there shooting bullets at one another. What would happen? You know, it's like getting into a fight at a strip club. It should not happen. What are you doing fighting at a strip club? It shouldn't happen. You got to be completely insane to think that that's the most appropriate place. That should be bottom of the list. Right next to, like, I don't know, a fucking sex club. Why would you want to fight at a sex club, you know? I'm sure there's some circumstances that pop up. Ah, you see what I did there? Thank you. That could maybe push you in the direction of possibly wanting to fight another gentleman, you know? But right here, that's difficult to argue against. You're like, hey, even if you don't agree with the message, you're still going to... Nice. You're going to stop for a second. You'd be like, oh, nice. The hammer's out for fucking... Cans out for Kiev. There you go. Get the cans out for Kiev. Good on them. Quite honestly, good on them. Can I sit here as a male and view this? Am I allowed to? Because you know what? Like I said earlier, if they're bare, I'll stare. And it's not my problem. I just... When you see it, you just kind of like, nice. I like that. I like it a lot. It's heartwarming, you know? I don't even think in the video, they didn't really say anything. They were just standing there with their fist in the air, which is great because it's no noise, you know? The trucker convoy, a lot of noise. Rightfully so. Annoy the hell out of everybody. Annoy the hell out of me with titties, you know? You know what really annoys me? Maybe I got to take that angle. You know what annoys me? When I go out in public and I see ladies with their nice bosoms out, just walking around all freely, got their hammers hanging, you know, it really, really deeply irritates me as a human being. Do I want to go out and see these things? Do I want to go out into public, possibly be like... Assaulted by some big old bosoms bouncing around as they power walk and really get the shake in? And then what? Is that an attack on me? Attack on my eyesight? Giving me something pleasurable to look at? That is disgusting, and I can't believe anybody would do that. I can't believe you would hold me hostage with hammers out, you know, cans out for Kiev. What a bunch of assholes. What, imagine that. That is, this is the best way to protest, you know? Feminism is grabbing a wave that I'm like, okay, I could surf this for a bit. What is this, like, we on the fifth or sixth wave? Okay, I'll read a bit of this. On Monday this week, feminist group Femen held a topless protest in Paris against the Russian invasion of Ukraine with the colors of the Ukrainian flag painted on their bodies. 50 activists. Oh, nice. That's 100 cans, baby. Quick maths. Gathered on the Champs de Mars in front of the Eiffel Tower. A video of all women protesters has surfaced on the internet in which the women are seen wearing no upper garments. Nice. The group demanded that Ukraine should be integrated into the European Union. A statement by the group read, "Ukrainians' only crime today is to fight for their freedom, for their desire to be free and sovereign in their country. We must react firmly to the absolute violence inflicted by a dictator with imperialist ambitions whose trademarks are confrontation and repression. Today, by declaring war on Ukraine, Putin is above all declaring war on democracy." Dude, you imagine if some titties saved democracy? You imagine if titties saved democracy? That's the Stanley Cup. That's the Stanley Cup of humanity right there. Titties out, fighting for freedom. Amazing. For the adverse, the self-styled feminist group, Femen, also known as Naked Shock Troops of Feminism, was founded in Ukraine in 2008 and is based in France now. And it is best known for its bare-breasted protest in its home country. Damn. Why? So, all I'm saying is, where were the free, you know, we had freedom fighters. Where's the free to titties? Where's the free to boobies, you know? Free to boobies. The free to boobie convoy. We need a titty convoy. You know, imagine that. The next one is just like no air horns. And there's a trailer, just a flatbed trailer driving to Ottawa. There's 50 women on the back with their titties painted with, I don't know, maybe, do you go Canadian flag? Do you go Canadian flag? Or is that, are we not really into that right now? Is the Canadian flag out? Is it not cool to do that anymore? I don't know. France is a... You imagine that? Yeah, you're just like floating down. Because, you know, how many times, I remember when I was a young lad, you'd hear the stories or you watch the movies like American Pie or what was the one where the girl like flashed the truck driver? You know, you'd like, there was always these stories. Like I remember my grandpa even talking about it. He's been a truck driver for many years. And every now and then he'd have a story like someone whipped him out at me. And you'd be like, nice. I wonder if that ever is going to happen to me. And it never did, right? It never did. You thought to yourself, fuck, that'd be so tight if that happened to me. I pray to God, like, shit, it'd be tight as hell if I'm just driving. And then all of a sudden out of nowhere... Hammers are just boom against the glass. Or maybe if it's summertime, they're free birding in the wind. You know, whatever it may be, you just dreamt about it in your head all the time. And you're like, oh, dude, if I got in that situation, that would be so tight. You know, how many times have you thought in your head, you know, before heading out? Like, oh, dude, it might happen today. It might happen today. There's been a couple times where I've left the house and be like, it'd be tight as hell. Or when, you know what the best is when you're least expecting it and it happens and then it really brightens your day. You know, you just see some hammers in public and it doesn't matter. Sometimes they're crackhead titties and sometimes it doesn't matter what type. It's the fact that you've seen them and it brightens your day. See, this is this right here. Well done. Well done. You know, we may disagree with feminists and, what they stand for and the words that come out of their mouth. But when they do something silent like this and just paint up the hammers, do a little arts and crafts, you know, rednecks, what did you guys do? What did you guys do? You made funny signs and went and held them up. See, I might be bailing on the freedom convoy after seeing this, for Christ's sakes, you know? And by the way, if you're taking this literal, you're an idiot. Okay. You're an idiot. I've had too many people. I put a clip up the other day, and I will get back to it. We're going to circle back. What am I doing? Talking office talk, for fuck's sakes. But I put up a little clip of joking, you know. That's it. Sarcasm is a difficult thing to understand for an alcoholic dad that's been in the trades for 30 fucking years. I don't know why, but it is a very difficult thing for them to wrap their head around that. Why would somebody ever say something like that sarcastically? Joking about Russian gas price or Russian oil to make sure the gas prices go down. So I support the Russians importing as much oil they need to. Any port here in Canada, I don't give a shit. Drive the prices down. Let's stop the war and get back to fucking 70 cents a liter, whatever it was before, 89 cents. I don't give a shit what it was before, but just bring it the hell down. We need to cool it. Some guy, those words will get you murdered. What? To kill you, all I'd have to do is just like dump your liquor out, you know? Dump the liquor that you need to keep your liver going with, and I'd drive a truck into the liquor store of your hometown and then watch you shrivel up. I'd painfully kill you. That's how I take you out. Drive a goddamn truck into the local liquor store and watch it all fall apart. But you know what? All right. That was a little dark. Okay, I'm sorry. Quick commercial break. I don't know what the hell he was talking about right there, but that guy, he's fired. But yes, I don't know how many times I've left the house just dreaming about it, and it never happens, right? And then when you least expect it, I remember when we were out pipelining, when I was still pipelining, we were in the parking lot, and all of a sudden this lady, and you know what? I'll be honest. Let's just say she'd do in a pinch, right? That's very sexist of me to say. I understand that. But I am one of those he'll do in a pinch type people. Okay? So I'm talking about my people. I understand what I look like. I'm a balding 30-year-old guy that goes on the internet and just screams into this microphone. I yell nonsense for a living. I tell outrageous jokes on a stage to entertain fellow mouth breathers like myself. Okay, so I am talking about my cohort. If we were in caveman times, this lady would be in my tribe, okay? So I'm talking about somebody who I would associate with, okay? And I remember she whipped him out. She whipped him out, and it was like, nice, you know? Just right in the middle of the parking lot of a bar. Just for no reason. Be like, hey, boys. Womp. And you're like, nice. So when this happens, when you stumble upon like a little Easter egg, you know what I mean? You know, this is like an Easter egg hunt for perverts like myself. And you stumble upon this and you're like, oh, whoa, what do we got here? A couple feminists out in the field with the hammers painted? I think I'll stop by and see what's going on. I better check out what's going on. I mean, I would hate to not know what the message is, you know? I'd hate to just let this pass me by and not understand what it is they're trying to get off their chest or on by the looks of it or on, right? I'd be an asshole to do such a thing. So here I am trying to educate myself, you know? Trying to educate myself, reading their quotes. Reading the quotes, stop Putin's war. It's pixelated on this, but you know, you see what I'm getting at. How else am I going to educate myself if I don't take a little time and see what the femen are up to? I like how it's kind of funny that, like, for in a way, femen, why would you put men in your name? Ah, okay, that's a cheap one. Don't laugh at that. That's not a good one. That one ain't worth having, okay? That one ain't worth having a child. You put female and feminist. All they did was shorten feminist. I don't know. Femen. I don't know why they went with femen. Whenever I don't wear I got a bottom retainer. Whenever I don't wear it, I just spit all over the place. Completely out of control. Oh, God. But it is kind of funny, right? Is it? Am I out of control? Am I out of my mind for thinking that this is funny? Time for a little ad read. Patreon.com/DangerCat69. Exclusive episodes, exclusive content, behind-the-scenes content. We will be adding more and more to there as time goes on. Recently, we just uploaded an exclusive podcast from our Last Call Confidential, which is a secret show where you can blaze marijuana at. And we did a podcast with myself, Nick McQuick, Ahmed Ahmed, and Liam Connell. And we sat there for a half an hour roasting one another after everybody did a set. Also, DangerCatShop.com. Get yourself some Danger Cats merch. And if you wanted to come to any of the live shows that we talked about earlier, there is where you get the tickets. So head on to DangerCatShop.com, buy some merch, support the show, get some tickets, come check out our live show with myself. Usually I have Sam Walker with me and Brett Forte. But regardless, your boy Uncle Hack will be there telling you naughty, naughty, naughty jokes. Saying things that I can't necessarily say on the internet, so I say them in a live audience for the off chance that you can film me and put me on the internet and cancel my career. That is the beauty of this. That is the beauty of what I do, is the power is in your hands on whether or not I succeed. So if you come out, you film me, you can build me up and tear me down just by buying tickets at DangerCatShop.com. And anyways, back to the episode. Personally, I don't think so. Personally, I don't think so. It is great. It is great that feminists are out there. They're taking a stance. And by taking a stance, by painting up the hammers and trying to distract everybody, that's the best way to do it. Like here, like in Canada. You know, like in Canada, we sat around in our trucks honking our horns, just like you drug your fucking shitty schnauzer. You know, all truck drivers always got a schnauzer or some annoying little dog, right? Some annoying little dog that one of those ones. And you drug that out, brought the family down to Ottawa, and we're fighting for my freedom. And I, hey, respectfully so. But after I seen what the feminists are up to, I'm kind of on board with what they're doing, okay? Why didn't we get the bosoms out for trust the science? I don't know. I'll think of something clever. Tits out for Ukraine is great. I like that. I like that a lot. I do. We go from feminists to cucks on this show. That's what we're doing. Okay, let's get in. Let's talk about this Will Smith fiasco because it is quite hilarious. So we got it up on screen here. As you've probably heard, right? As you've probably heard, something went down at the Oscars. Chris Rock's telling jokes about bald ladies. I can't believe he would do such a thing, you know? And Will Smith, if you're going to be a cuck, you're not supposed to smack the man that fucks your wife. You're supposed to shake his hand. You're supposed to shake his hand. All right. I know me and Nick McQuick did a breakdown of this, and it's much better, but I wanted to talk about it on the podcast and just like fool around with it and go a different angle than what we did there. So it is kind of funny. But let's play this. Oh, why am I getting no audio? You give me 1 second, boy. That would be...
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. All right?
Look at this. Her face just says it all. You know what her face was? You know what Jada's face was? You know when you're like, you know when you look at your old lady and you're out having a good time at a shop party and you're like, one more beer and we'll go home. That was that face. Look at that. Look at this. Right here. Okay.
Okay, honey. Time to go home. Time to go home, honey.
And then you're like, okay, one more beer and we'll go home. Boom. There it is.
Ugh. Oh, you're having fun with your friends? They're all making fun of me. I can't believe you would sit there and allow these guys to make jokes because I want to go home at 10:30 and you're heavy, you're pissed drunk having a good time with your fellas making jokes in the goddamn smoky garage. And I got to sit at a kitchen table with a bunch of women that want to go to bed as well. But I'm the only one that has the labia to go in here and try and stomp my feet to get you to leave this wonderful time that you're having with your friends on a Saturday night.
Look at that. Medusa, she's like channeling her inner Medusa. I have a treat for you.
That was a nice one. Okay. I'm out here. Uh-oh. Richard. Oh, wow. Wow.
When he hits him and he walks away is the funniest part is because he's like, oh, yeah, you see me smack the shit out you? See me smack the shit out of him? What's embarrassing is like when you hit a man, he's supposed to go down. Like, I don't think, is Chris Rock a big guy? I don't think he's a big guy, is he? Let's find out. Chris. He's 5'8". He's 5'8". And you couldn't put him down? You hit him so softly that you couldn't put a 5'8 man down. How tall is Will Smith? He's got to be 6'1", 6'2"? Right? Am I wrong? 6'1". Jesus, man. I like how they'll walk away. The smack is what gets me. That's the funniest part, is the smack. The smack that it he's leaning into it like a little couple buddies, you know? This is a few too many beers deep in the shop party, and someone says, fuck your old lady's a bitch. And you want to agree with them, right? You want to agree with them, but you can't for some reason. You can't agree with that guy because then, like, oh, fuck, you got a bigger fight at home. So this one's easier to get into because if you just smack your buddy, now you have to leave. Now you have to leave the shop party. You know, or the bar, wherever you're at. Pick whatever setting you like. Huh? Don't matter to me. But it always seems to be like at a house party. At least at the bar, you can kind of weasel around, hide in corners. There's nice dark corners. But at a nice little shop party, you're kind of subject to... The dudes always end up in the basement or the garage. That's the only two places that dudes always end up at a good house party. The ladies just sit in the kitchen. They got the fridge right by them. They're loud, obnoxious. You don't want to be around it. It's probably still telling the same story that they're trying to tell when you initially got there. You guys are on the 63rd already. 63rd story. They're still trying to wrap up the first one, right? They found so many secret doors and be like, oh, and that's why I decided to buy the blouse instead of the sundress. Anyways, what was I telling you about when Cheryl told me in the lunchroom at the aesthetics office that teal is actually not a primary color? So then we got talking about French tips and it's just woo. So anyways, I was out with my friends the other day. And it just goes on. It drags on. They're still trying to get through the first story. And then you guys got to like sift. You go into the basement. Sometimes you sit in silence. Just watch sports highlights. Until everybody gets drunk. And then the awkwardness gets over. And we start telling, you know, especially if it's new guys. If it's your bros, you're just catching up on the week and you're telling stories and ribbing one another. And then this happens and then something happens. And you, I want to go home. Somebody made fun of me. I heard a joke down there that I didn't really like. Time to pack your things and go home. And then somebody's like, oh, Jesus, what's up her ass? And then you got to do some shit like this, you know? And your buddy's like, giggling in your face. You ain't going to do shit. You ain't going to do shit. Imagine the guy in your friend group tries to act tough, even though his old lady's like banging the everybody. That's a difficult one to try and act tough on, right? So he picks the 5'8 guy, the short guy in the group. The short guy in the group threw a dig for once. And then your one buddy, I'm going to smack the little guy. Show everybody I'm still dominant. Jesus Christ. I wonder, you know, it's definitely happened in friend groups. We can't deny that. It's definitely happened in friend groups. You can't, you know, the tough guy, big bad tough guy, big bad Willie Smith, wicked wow, wow, West, Jim West, Desperado. You want to suck on my wife's tits down in the grotto while I sit in a bedside at a an armchair eating gelato, Italian sausage in my bitch. Don't you dare make a joke about her hair, cause I'll switch. Am I freestyling off the top for you right now, Desperado? Big Willie style. Na 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 na. Can't joke about it. Na 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 na. Alopecia's not the Jim West is Desperado. Jim West. Wicked wow. Wicked wow. Okay, I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. Ah, Jesus. The breakdown on this is like, yeah, I like Chris Rock. Got a good, didn't I, motherfucker?
Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
Here's why I thought it was fake, okay? We'll be serious for 1 second. Now, here's why I thought it was fake, because the slap, you're like, you know, if a good slap connects, you're like, oh, Jesus. Like, you would touch your face to be like, Jesus Christ. You know, you've taken a good punch before. You always check for blood. I don't know if you've been hit hard enough before. I'd imagine most guys that listen to this podcast have been struck in the face. In fact, I'm going to go with 100% of men and women that listen to this podcast have been struck in the face. And it does not feel great. It doesn't feel wonderful, right? It's not one of those feelings that that is similar to seeing a group of women in a field with their tits out. It's not a good feeling, right? It is. It stings. There, a good smack leaves a sting, and it, like, your eyes kind of water a little. Like, if he connected, that was a shitty slap. That was a shitty slap. Like, it's almost embarrassing on his behalf. Not only are you a cock, but you can't even knock a 5'8 man down. Jesus Christ, you got 6 inches on that guy. No one else got 6 inches on him. August, whatever that singer is. August, fucking. Whoa, too far. Shit'll get me smacked out. That's a stretch. Like, I'd ever get famous enough that Will Smith would ever be in the same room as me.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth. Wow, dude.
His face, though, after is just like, I'm being tough. Like, right now, this feeling of empowerment, this rage, just a rage fit, you know? It's like watching a toddler stomp its feet because you're not going to buy him the latest tech deck at Walmart or whatever toys they're into these days. Can I get a toy? And you say no. And then, can I fuck your wife? No. The lady behind was just like, oh, Jesus, this is uncomfortable. It's good. It's good. It's good for everybody. I would feel like such a fucking idiot. I ain't going to smack the shit out of a guy because of a joke like this. And if I am going to smack him, I'm not hitting him with an open hand. Hit him with a closed fist. Make it worth your time. If you're going to lose the Oscar, which they're talking about, that Will Smith might lose his Oscar because of this best actor. And then he goes, imagine, this is great acting. Acting as if you give a shit about the joke. Maybe that's why they did a quick change up. You'd be like, whoa, 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 whoa. He's acting like he gives a shit about his old lady, you know? He's acting as if he cares so much about her that this joke affected him in such a manner that he had to defend her honor. So he got up out of his seat, walked up to a tiny little man, and decided to smack him, in which the smack barely affected him. Didn't even rattle Chris Rock enough to be like, hold back.
Yeah, it was a G.I. Jane joke.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth!
I'm going to, okay?
Right there. That's when you gotta go in. Dude, when you got a guy on the ropes like that, you know, when you're roasting the fellas in the garage and you got him on the ropes like that and he's losing his mind, you don't let up. You go for the kill shot. That's where I'm not with Chris Rock on this one. In fact, they're both kind of fucking idiots. You know, you, first off, you're freaking out about a lady that embarrassed the hell out of you. That sucks. That sucks. As a dude, I'm speaking to the fellas out there. It stings, doesn't it? That's a tough one. You got to take that on the chin. Unfortunately, I know you know friends out there that are similar in a similar situation like this. And it's kind of like, it's like, oh, fuck, I feel bad for him. But at the same time, I've tried talking to him about it and be like, dude, she's punking you all the time. You look like a dipshit. Every time you open your mouth and defend her, you look like a bigger moron than you did yesterday. You know, and then you go up and pull some shit like this and she's sitting there rolling her eyes. You know, like, I wish there was like a second angle where we could see like her leaning in. Well, you could just feel that. You could just feel, Will, go do something about this. Why are you not going up there and pretending to care about what you don't care about me? What we can't. Because he was laughing at it beforehand, which is the funny part of it. And then the asshole gets up out of his chair, walks down there, like all fucking, like it's like we're in a scene of a movie. He even like walked down that pedway like we were in a scene of the movie. Like, watch this. I'm about to do something that's going to shake the goddamn planet, you sons of bitches. You better tune in to what old big wicky wow wow is going to do. You know, that's the funny part about all of this. That's the hilarious part about all of this is that he thought in his head, like, we're still in a movie. And then he walks back and, like, tucks it like he's fucking Jim West, Desperado, sucking on my wife's tits down in the garotto, eating Italian gelato.
That was a greatest night in the history of television.
Wrong.
Okay.
Wrong. Like, look at him march down. That's the funniest part.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like, he thinks he did something here. In his head, he's like, in his head, as he's, like, walking back and, like, doing the, you know, when you tuck on the bottom of your little suit jacket, you know, and you when you pull something down. It's like symbolism for, oh, look at me. In a way, is it not? Why am I questioning? Nobody's here.
Wow.
Right here.
Wow.
Little jacket tug.
Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
Little jacket tug for the fellas. You see what I did up there? Man, Chris Rock had an opportunity, just a giant window to light him up. Bro code, dude code. You know what I mean? When you're getting roasted and you got them on the ropes to the point that they want to get violent, you got them. You're beating them mentally. You don't even need to beat them up physically. If you can beat them up physically, you might as well do that as well, because it just proves another point that you're like a level up. This is like the dominance traits of like dudes, you know, when you got somebody on the ropes and you can just like 1-2 light them up and you're hitting them with gut punch, gut punch, gut punch, gut punch. And then you go upstairs and give them one to the chin. You gotta. That's dude nature, man. That's dude nature. Listen, we kind of touched on it briefly, but if you were in the garage, right, and you're roasting Buddy about his old lady and she overheard and be like, you're going to let him talk about me like that? And be like, yeah, well, sometimes you deserve it. I'm not out here trying to defend your honor all the time. Does that make me a piece of shit? Maybe, kind of. But in his circumstance, you look like a bigger clown. After she went on fucking television or what it was, YouTube channel, whatever it was, and said that, yeah, I got into a bit of an entanglement. An entanglement, right? Dude's getting cucked out here left, right, and center, man. Dude, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is out here getting fucking cucked, buddy. Dragged through the mud. What are you doing? Fucking cool it. I can't believe what I'm witnessing out here. This is like... It's just watching, you know, I was a big Willie fan. I shouldn't have said it like that. I'm a big Willie fan. What can I say? Big Willie. All up on my TV, you know? All up in my eardrums. Desperado. Jim West. I can't drop that. I don't know why. Sorry. Canadian, even apologizing on a podcast where nobody's in the room except for this live studio audience. And I'm apologizing like a pussy. Who's the bigger pussy right now, me or Will Smith? I'm apologizing to nobody, you know? I'm apologizing to nobody. And over here, I'm watching a guy get the shit smacked out of him for defending what I would even consider. It wasn't even like a hard-hitting joke, right? It wasn't even a hard-hitting joke. She shaved her head. I tell you, I need to get rich so these like little insecurities I can blow out of proportion. Be like, I have alopecia. You know, are you dying because of it? I don't think alopecia doesn't really kill you, does it? You just lose a little fucking hair. That's all. Christ, I got alopecia right now. I'm losing fucking hair every day. Is that what it's called? Instead, male balding is just alopecia. Is that what it is? Welcome to the club, honey. Christ almighty, all my buddies are running chrome domes, for Christ's sakes, and we're not fucking, half of them were bald before they were 25, and I've yet to see them throw a fist over a well-crafted joke, not even a low-hanging fruit one like this. That was just an easy one. G.I. Jane, that's an easy one. He could have dug even deeper. Could you imagine if he wanted to say the things that he had wrote? You know, I imagine that they start heavy because, like, you got to write a bunch of jokes and then all of a sudden, hey, this was an easy one. Off the top, maybe. I doubt he even wrote that one. You think that one was stored up? And then he's like, G.I. Jane, she's bald. I'll fucking throw that at her. Could have been off the cuff. We don't know. And he just threw a Hail Mary up. And he got what he wanted. He got the reaction. Especially perfect timing. Isn't Chris Rock going on a world tour right now too? That'll sell some tickets. Thanks, Big Willie. People defending Will Smith are funny too. He stood up for his woman. Fuck that shit. I wouldn't even be with a bitch like that, you know? I'm talking like a big game over here. Fucking look at me, dude. I wouldn't even be with a bitch like that. Fucking, I'd be in the garage getting roasted by the fellas, just sitting there with my head between my lap, being like, God almighty, smite me. Why the hell? Why is this happening to me? You know? We all love to talk. Nobody would ever say that about my old lady. Bullshit. Fucking cool it. You know? You don't got to be out here acting like you're the toughest man on the planet all the time. It's exhausting. This is hilarious. I love keep my wife's name.
Angel.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
I'm going to, okay?
So many opportunities there, you know, right off the cuff. You could have that G.I. Jane joke right there and be like, well, you know. Keep August out of your life. Why don't you worry about that, huh? Well, they're in an open relationship. I think that that's more of like, she seems like a conniving bitch that just has him, you know, moving him a little, another pawn in his game. Because he's, let's be real, Big Willie's killing it on fucking social media. He does some pretty cool shit on there. You got to call it what it is. He comes out with a little rap song every now and then. His kids are out there doing whatever the hell they're doing. I whip my hair back and forth. I whip my hair back and forth. He couldn't even whoop. He couldn't even whip Chris Rock. Skull back an inch or two. Christ almighty, that slap barely fucking moved his dome. Sitting there. Imagine that. You got to go smack your buddy because you said your old lady's a cunt. I'd love that. I imagine there's been a few scenarios with gentlemen that listen to this. They're saying, yeah, fuck yeah. You've been hit. You've taken one to the skull before. Oh, man. That's too good. I like that a lot, actually. Let's get this off the fucking screen. I like that a lot. Big Willie, Desperado, Jim West. Oh, God, is this thing going to act up on me? You know, technology. What a wonderful thing. Get the fuck out of here. Eh, whatever. What do I care? The show. Listen, say. The show is out of control. Get this fucking clown out of here. Cuck boy. Jesus. That's a tough go. That's a tough go for a lad. You get put in a quite the situation right there where you got to, you know. I don't know. I have a difficult time siding with either of them because A, Chris Rock bitched out a big time. You should have fucking went for it. You're a comedian, dude. Comics are going to have your back regardless because you're just saying bullshit. You're bullshitting up there. You know, you're giving the people what they want. A little fucking laugh, a joke. Ha, ha, ha. Giggle, giggle. Well, we're not having fun. Are we not having fun? Everybody else got ripped on in there. And the, you know, Amy Schumer's up there slapping her fucking jowls together trying to string a fucking joke. And then, why didn't know it? Somebody should just went up and smacked her for not being funny. Is that wrong to say? Is that gonna send me the gulag? Is that never gonna get me on NBC? Am I never going to get a sitcom on Canada's Wonderland of a television network of the Canadian Broadcast Corporation? Is that going to ruin my career? Am I going to drown? Did I just tie a cinder block to my ankle and drift right down to the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean or Pacific, whichever one you want? Did I just sink myself? Is that what I did? What a fucking asshole I am. What a low-life loser I am to do such a thing to my career that is thriving. You know? Still editing my own podcast. That's where I'm at. Because none of you will subscribe to the Patreon. No, I'm joking. That's you know, I'm just holding you hostage. Be like, listen, if you don't give me your money, I don't know what I'll do, but I'll do something drastic and out of pocket. I'll start telling everybody I'm gay. And then we'll see what happens. Ah, yeah. That'd be kind of funny if I started convincing. Because, like, those that listen to the podcast, I feel like get a little bit more of, like, who I am as a person. And those that don't, that just see the bullshit that I put online, be like, hey, fucking guy that hates Trudeau, Uncle Hack, ah. If I started trying to convince those people that I am a part of the homosexual community, I think I would just we'd watch a few heads explode, I think. There's a few out there that I know when I do kind of borderline gay shit that I think is funny.
This is fucking outrageous. I can't believe you're supposed to be talking about how much you hate Trudeau.
Oh, really? Oh, really? You're over here. What are you going to do? What are you going to do, Will Smith? You're going to smack me?
You want to smack me in public?
I didn't hear no bell.
Thank you. Live studio audience. Jesus Christ. What a world we live in, you know. That right there, see that after, this just came to my brain right now as I'm sitting here, but it's funny that this is like, it's quick how fast we move on from things, right? The war in Ukraine doesn't matter anymore. It's Will Smith versus Chris Rock right now. Some black on black crime. We're tired of the white on white. We had to move on. We're over it, right? Russia versus Ukraine. I don't know. Okay. I don't know. What we need, a little black on black violence. So Chris Rock gets smacked by Will Smith, and it's every headline. Every headline down at the Oscars. Christ almighty. You want to watch a dude get hit? Go to any trailer park bar. There's a fight probably brewing up right now. They're all smashed out of their skull, and it's not even fucking noon yet. All drunk as hell, talking about who owes who how many cigarettes, right?
What do you mean? I gave you a fucking pack last week. I understand.
And then that just starts brewing. Next thing you know, they're bringing up family history, trying to slight one another. And the fight is just, it's brewing right now. They're just adding all the ingredients. A little dig here, a little dig there. And I'll tell you what, that fight will be way better than watching somebody try to open hand slap a man that's 6 or 5 foot 8. You know, a 6 foot 1 man just stormed down the goddamn pedway to attempt to open hand slap this gentleman. Unreal. But there you have it, folks. Another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast. Head down to your local trailer park bar. Watch everybody smack the shit out of one another. And we'll see you next week, Wednesday at 3 p.m. Mountain Standard Time.